Welcome to Stork Science World, the podcast that brings you the latest breakthroughs in scientific research. I'm Jamie, and this podcast is proudly produced by Stork, a research productivity software designed to help scientists streamline their work.
And I'm Alex. Today we're diving into some fascinating research about a compound called meso indigo and its potential as a treatment for chronic myeloid leukemia. This is some really cutting-edge stuff that could change how we approach cancer therapy.
Absolutely, Alex. You know, what makes this research so interesting is that meso indigo, or mei for short, has actually been used clinically in China since 1992 to treat chronic myeloid leukemia. But scientists haven't fully understood exactly how it works until now.
Right. It's like they've been using this medicine for decades without knowing the precise molecular target. That's actually pretty common in pharmacology, isn't it? Using treatments that work before fully understanding the mechanism?
Exactly. And that's what makes this new study from the Chinese Academy of Medical Sciences so groundbreaking. The researchers identified that mei actually targets a protein called PKMYT1, which stands for protein kinase membrane-associated tyrosine 3-anine-1.
Whoa, that's a mouthful. So, PKMYT1 is the target, and what's really fascinating is how they figured this out. They used something called activity-based protein profiling, ABPP for short. Can you break down what that means for our listeners?
Sure thing. So ABPP is basically a chemical detective technique. The researchers created a modified version of mei with a special chemical tag attached to it. When this modified mei binds to proteins in cancer cells, the tag allows them to identify exactly which proteins it's interacting with. It's like putting a tracking device on the drug to see where it goes in the cell.
That's so clever. And what they discovered is pretty revolutionary. Mei doesn't just inhibit PKMYT1. It actually acts as what they call a molecular glue. I love that term.
Yeah. Molecular glue is such a vivid description. What it means is that mei binds to PKMYT1 and then helps another protein, an E3 ligase called TRIM25, attached to it as well. This creates a three-part complex where mei is literally gluing these two proteins together.
And once TRIM25 attaches to PKMYT1, it tags it for destruction, right? It's like mei is setting up PKMYT1 to be taken out by the cell's own garbage disposal system.
Exactly. The technical term is that it triggers K48-linked polyubiquitination, which basically marks the protein for degradation by the proteasome, the cell's protein shredder. The study showed that mei increases the interaction between PKMYT1 and TRIM25 by about 30-fold, which is pretty remarkable.
So instead of just blocking PKMYT1's function like a traditional inhibitor would, mei actually reduces the amount of PKMYT1 in the cell altogether. That's a fundamentally different approach to cancer treatment.
And what's really interesting is how mei binds to PKMYT1 in the first place. The researchers found that it forms what they call a selective and reversible covalent bond with a specific part of PKMYT1. The cysteine 301 residue.
Wait, can you explain what a reversible covalent bond means? That sounds like a contradiction. Are covalent bonds supposed to be, you know, permanent?
That's a great question, Alex. Typically, covalent bonds are indeed quite stable, but in this case, the bond between mei and PKMYT1 can form and break under certain conditions. This reversibility is actually important because it means the drug can attach to its target, do its job, and then potentially detach without permanently modifying the protein.
I see. So it's not stuck forever, which might be better for reducing side effects. Now, let's talk about why targeting PKMYT1 matters in the first place. The paper mentions that PKMYT1 is overexpressed in a bunch of different cancers, not just leukemia.
Right. PKMYT1 is involved in cell cycle regulation. Specifically, it helps control when cells divide. The researchers found that when they knocked down PKMYT1 in leukemia cells, it caused cell cycle arrest in the G2M phase, increased early apoptosis, that's programmed cell death, and inhibited cell proliferation.
And they tested this both in cell cultures and in mice, right? I was really impressed by how thorough their approach was.
Absolutely. They created an orthotopic xenograft model. basically implanting human leukemia cells into mice, and showed that knocking down PKMYT1 delayed leukemia progression and reduced lymph node metastasis. The mice with PKMYT1 knockdown survived significantly longer than the control group.
You know what I find fascinating about this whole approach? It's part of this emerging field called targeted protein degradation, or TPD. Instead of just inhibiting proteins, we're now finding ways to actually eliminate them from cells entirely.
That's a great point. TPD is really gaining momentum in drug development. The paper mentions that molecular glues like MAE are particularly promising because they can target proteins that have traditionally been considered undruggable.
Exactly. And what's so cool about this study is that they've not only identified how an existing drug works, but also provided a blueprint for developing new molecular glue-based therapeutics targeting PKMYT1. It's like they've opened up a whole new avenue for cancer treatment.
I think that's what makes this research so valuable. It's not just about understanding MAE better. It's about using that understanding to develop the next generation of cancer therapeutics. The authors even suggest that this approach could potentially be applied to other types of cancer beyond just chronic myeloid leukemia.
Absolutely. And you know, this is such a perfect example of how understanding the molecular mechanisms behind existing treatments can lead to completely new therapeutic strategies. Science building on science.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's deep dive into meso indigo and its role as a molecular glue targeting PKMYT1. I'm Jamie, and this has been Stork Science World.
And I'm Alex. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and check out Stork's research productivity software to help with your own scientific discoveries. Until next time, keep exploring the fascinating world of science.